donen midi the cost of bei smicha begufei, the midi the cost of bei smicha begufei. Learn out the pasha of Zikni Eidah, that's by the Par Helam Dover. There it says clearly that the Zikni Eidah, they have to make smicha. And by Korban Yochid also it says clearly in the parsha of a Korban Yochid, it says the Somach, that you have to make a smicha. If so, learn out a Korban Yochid from this Korban Tziba, since both of them says smicha begufei. Yeah, that's called Donin Midi Kosovay Smicha begufei, Midi de Kosovay Smicha begufei. La Fuke Olash Ria, to exclude the parsha of Olash Ria, the Gufa Merlas Nedova Gomra. In the parsha of Olash Ria, when you come to Olash Regal, it doesn't say clearly in that parsha you have to make a smicha. How do we know that the Olash Regal, the Olash Ria needs smicha? You learn it out from Olash Nedova. So therefore, we do not learn out a regular korban from the Yochid, from a korban Olash Ria, but rather from the korban of a Par Helam Dova. The Tony Tona Kaimid Rabbi Yitzchak Baraba. The Tana learned from Rabbi Yitzchak Baraba. The Bosik says, V'yakrev es oilo, V'yasa kemishpat. Bring the oilas Ria, and it should be done like the loch of other korban oilas. Kemishpat oilas Nedova. That oilas Ria at the same loch like oilas Nedova. Limna comes to teach us, al oilas choyvo, she'atuna smicha. Comes to teach us that oilas, you have a choyv to bring like an oilas Ria. On Yomtiv, that needs smicha. So the kid said, does not say that in the parsha itself, Oilas Ria needs smicha. It's a limud from a parsha of Oilas Nedava. So here, when one learn out that the sum is potter from smicha, I'd rather learn out the regular korban yochid of smicha from the parsha of Helam Dava, which says smicha begufei, rather than learning it out from the Oilas Ria, because there it does not say smicha in the parsha itself. Yeah, then it says in the Mishnah that for Evet v'Hashliach v'Isha, they cannot make smicha. Samar says, Tana Rabbanan, like this. The Pasuk says, Yodoy, one time, so v'darshin, v'lo yad avdoy. If you have an Evet Kenani, he cannot make smicha for you. Another Joshua is, Yodoy says, another time the word Yodoy, v'lo yad shluchay. Not if you make a shliach, he cannot make smicha for you. And another time it says, Yodoy, v'darshin, v'lo yad ishtoy, and your wife also cannot make smicha for you. So more is the question, Kolhana Lomli, what do we have to have all these three drushes for? So more says, yes, Tricha, we need the three separate drushes. Why? Because E cost of Rachmona. Chad, but we just wrote one time the word Yodoi. Havimin, I would have thought, the Sele Muta Yevid. The main one comes to exclude is an Evid, and Evid Kanani cannot make Smicha for the Odin. Why? The love of our mitzvahs. He is not Mechuyiv in mitzvahs. At most, as a shali, we learn out, lo la misha is mechuyiv in mitzvahs like an isha, but if it's like an ish, a man, he's loved by mitzvahs. Abu shliach mashenkin, if the owner of the korban appoints a messenger, appoints a shliach, I would have thought to say, the bar mitzvah, that first of all, he's not a Jew, he's mechuyiv in mitzvahs. And also, ushluch shlodim kemoisei. Usually when you appoint a shliach, he's mamish like you. And I would have thought to say, lismich, that maybe the shliach could make smicha for you. Yeah, that's what the apostle is saying. No, Yodev loy hashliach, hashliach cannot make smicha for you. And thirdly, v'yashmin hanetat, who would only hear these two? I would have thought to say the lav kegufa domi, and not like the goof of the person himself. Avol ishtar, but your own wife, the kegufa domi, there's always a svar ishtar is kegufa. Your wife is considered like you, eimor tismich. Maybe if it's the husband's korban, maybe your wife can make a smicha for you. Hey, Matiz, maybe she can make a smicha. Tzricha, that's why I need these three psukim, three mutant teachers. No, not only an Evan, not only a shliach, but not even your wife cannot make smicha for the bailam. Then it says in the Mishnah that smicha is shira mitzvah. Smicha is sort of like the leftover part of the mitzvah. So turn about the word like this. The Pasuk says v'samach, and then right away it says v'nirtza. Mashma, you have your kapora. So the question is, v'chismicha mechaperes, is it true that smicha give you the kapora, the forgiveness? V'aloyein kapora ele b'dam? No, the main thing that gives you the kapora is the avodas adam, the zrikas adam is what's grandma the kapora. Shnemer Pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. It's with the dam of the korban that you have your kapora. So what does the Pasuk say, v'samach v'nirtza? Ele rather lemloch, the Pasuk comes to teach us, ele lemloch, shim osel esmicha shuri mitzvah. So Evan Limloch comes to teach us that this pasuk of a samach v'nirtza shemosel a smicha shura mitzvah, that if you make the smicha like a shir mitzvah means like if you leave it out, it's like a leftover part of the mitzvah. It's like shirayim. If you leave it out, is manol of a kosher kilu like keeper v'chiper. The person considers it like you do not have a complete kapara, but you do have a kapara. Meaning to say, you don't have a mitzvah min amuchor. Like the best way to bring the korban is with the mitzvah smicha. But inside you do not do the smicha, no, still you have the kapara. Mor says, v'tanya gabi tnufa, the same thing gabi tnufa, ki ha gab in a similar way. Then what the pasuk says, l'tnufa l'chaper. To make a tnufa, lift up the korban, you have a kapara. So the question is, v'chi tnufa mechaper, is it true? Does the tnufa give you kapara? V'aloyen kapara ella b'dam. Churvika kapara is the dam. Shneem, the pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh yichaper. It's the zrikas adam that gives you the kapara, not the tnufa. So what does the pasuk say, l'tnufa l'chaper? And the Lemeloch comes to teach us, the Lemeloch, Shemosh le'tnufa, Shire mitzvah, Malal v'kosav, Kilu l'chipa v'chipa. So the same type of a drush we have here by tnufa also. And the apostle teaches us, Shemosh le'tnufa, again, Shire mitzvah, you made the tnufa like a leftover mitzvah, meaning you did not do the mitzvah tnufa, is Malal v'kosav. The apostle considers this again, Kilu l'chipa, as if you do not have a complete kapara, you do not have a mitzvah in a mukhar, but a kopon of a chipa, there is a kapara over here. Then it says in the Mishnah al Harosh that you have to make the smicha on the head of the korban. So Tanur Rabban went like this. The pasuk says Yodei al Harosh that the hand should be on top of the head. So Vidashin v'lo yod al tzavar and not that the hand should be on the neck here, meaning the neck, the makom hashchita. That's below the head. Another drush is Yodei al Harosh v'lo yod al hagabayim and the hand should not be on the back of the animal. That's also no good. The third drasha is Yod Davidash and Al Rosh, means the hand should be on top of the head of the animal. That's the mitzvah smicha. And Volo Yod Al Chazo, and the hand should not be on the breast, on the chazo of the animal. That's not the makom to make the smicha. But rather Al Rosh on the head. Samar says, Kolhani Lomli, we don't need these three miyutim for. Samar says, yes, trich, we need all three of them. Di Kosarach Monacharabtar, we've just written one. Lemute tzavra. I would have thought to say ikr is mainly the neck. The makom mashchita, that's no good. The loikoi v'hadi rosh is not evil level with the head. It's on the bottom part of the neck where they make the shchita. That's not a makom of the rosh. That's not a makom to make smicha. Avol gaboy, but the back of the animal. The koi l'hadi rosh, it's level with the head of the animal. Is eimoloi. Maybe that's not so bad. Maybe there you could make the smicha k'mashmula no al rosh on the head and not on the back of the animal. Now the yashmin honey trade would hear these two miyutim, not the makom atzavra, not the back. Mishum de lo yisra b'litznufa, because they have nothing to do with the mitzvah of tenufa. Avachazor, but the breast of the animal. The yisra b'litznufa, the mitzvah tenufa to pick up, lift up the breast. Eimaloi. Maybe there you could make a smicha on the chazor. Tzricha, I need the three miyutim like that. The daf could be on the head of the korban and not anyplace else. Iborlu, another question like this. Yodai alatstodim maho. What's going to be if your hand is on the side of the head? Not on the top of the head. Let's say on the side where his jaws are. If you put your hands there, that a mitzvah, could you make a mitzvah smicha there or not? So Toshma, come in here. The time you've learned. Abibiroi. Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov, he says over there, Rabbi Loza ben Yaakov, that Yodai al Rosh, the hand has to be on top of the head of the animal, for lo Yodai al Tzodim, and not on the sides. So mashma clearly, if your hands is on the sides, on the cheeks of the korban, that's not called a mitzvah smicha. Smicha has to be on top of the head. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyahu asks a question like this: Matlis mal shetochutz. Let's say he puts a talus or a clothing on top of the head of the korban, and you put your hands on top of the cloth. Is there a chatzitz or not? Does the hands have to touch the rush of the head itself, or could there be a cloth in between? So Tarshima coming here, it says, Ubavad providing shaloi te dova chaytzeitz, beino lebein azeb, because clearly can't be a chatzitz. There'll be nothing dividing between the korban and the hands. So therefore, you cannot have a matlis, you cannot have a clothing there. That would be considered a chatzitza. Then it says in the Mishnah, "Uvishtei yadayim." You have to use the two hands. Mino and Emily, how do we know this from? Or Mirash Lakish Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, "V'somach Aaron eshtei yadayim." Ksiv. the question really is, Tziv Yodai, Uksiv Shtei, it says Yodai Mashmoni one hand, then it says Shtei Yodai, it's Mashma two, it has to come out. So Yidashin Zeb Bon Av, this is a Binyan Av, learn off near, that Kol Mokom Shinema Yodai, whenever it says the word Yodai, Harei Kan Shtam, as if it says two, Achiapur Bechua Kosav Achas, until the Torah says one. So it's here, it's limit all over, and it says the word Yodai, Befat by Smicha, means with two, so you have to use both hands. Also, Rebbe Loza Omru Loha Shmaito. Vavei Midrasha. Rebbe Loza went over and said over this Allah in the Vesa Medrash. And Lo Yomra Mishmeder Rosh Lakish. He did not say it over the name of Rosh Lakish. Shomer Rosh Lakish. Rosh Lakish heard over the way Rebbe Loza is saying over this Allah. And they didn't mention his name. Vyik, but he got a little bit angry. Omalei. Isakadaitach. Kol Heichad Ichsiv Yodoi. Tartan in the web it says the word Yodai Taka means two. If so, normally Lemichtav Yodov, Yodov. How can we have to say the word Yodov? And Akshile Esrim, Vedalar, he asked him like 24 questions, 24 different sukkim, where Taka says the word Yodov. It says Yodu Tvienu, Yodov Ravloi, Shikoles Yodov. Sishtika kept quiet, he didn't answer him. The boss of the Nach died after Rosh Lakish's mind and became appeased. Omalei said back to him like this, my taimalei taimalei, yodov desmicha kamri. And desmicha namik sivim asmichosot says, the yismach es yodov olov, v'yetzaveyu. So that's called a smicha by a person. It's meant to say back, smicha de behema kamri. We're talking about smicha by a behema. So therefore, really the answer, what he meant, like Rosh Lakish first started off to say, it's a binyan av over here. It's a binyan av for the mitzvah smicha, that teaches all over, that even though when it says the word yodai, singular, also means two. And I hear by smicha sodom, that's something else. He's talking about smicha de behema. According to that's what Rosh Lakish meant to say at the beginning here, it's a binyan av, that even though it so says the word yodai, by smicha it means two. Then the Mishnah says, V'mokem shesemchem shechetim, the same place you make the smicha, that's where you should make the shchita. Why? Because the klal is take of the smicha shchita. Right after smicha, you're supposed to do the shchita. My klam, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Never come, this is what the Mishnah mean to say. That v'mokem shesemchem shechetim, the same place where you make the smicha, that's where you're supposed to make the shchita. Why? Because the klal is, take of the smicha shchita. Right after smicha, you're supposed to do shchita. So therefore, you should do the smicha in the same place where you're going to do the shchita. Now the Mishnah says, Choy mer besmicha mebet tenufa. In certain malachis, the smicha is more chomer than the mitzvah of tenufa, lifting up the parts of the animal. Uve tenufa, we besmicha in certain things, there are chomers in tenufa, lifting it up over smicha. Sheechod meinat v'chol ha-chaverim. If you have a korban, a shutfus, so one person makes the tenufa for everybody. You don't have to have everybody make the tenufa. But v'yein echad semich l'chol ha-chaverim. We have a korban, a shutfus, you cannot have just one owner to make smicha for everybody. But rather, everybody that has a shutfus, everybody has a kapor in this korban, they have to make their own smicha. This is a chumra of smicha over tenufa. Now, choyme b'tenufa, what is the chumra of tenufa over smicha? She'a tenufa neheges v'korbonas ha-yochad v'korbonas ha-tzibor. It applies both to a korban tzibor, both to a korban yochid, and also b'chaim uv'shrutim. Certain times it's tenufa when the animal is still alive, and certain times it's b'shrutim.